This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, March 20. Never disappointed. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 7. Now there have been many of those priests, since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest truly meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart before sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men in all their weakness. But the oath, which came after the law, appointed the Son, who has been made perfect forever. All of us know what it's like to be disappointed, and we can never live up to other people's expectations. We do well to remember these things in our fellowship in the church. I often describe church as one beggar telling another beggar where to find food. Each and every gathering of Christians is meant to increase our fellowship in the name of Jesus and to find unity through his Spirit. We need this gathering of believers because we are fallen, frail, weak human beings. As our ultimate high priest, Jesus meets our deepest need. This is wonderful news. In the midst of our losses, poor health, struggles, and deep pains, our Lord and King provides the assurance that our destiny is secure in him forever. In Jesus, we will never be disappointed. As our high priest, Jesus represents us before the Father in heaven, so we can be assured that Christ is on our side. He knows us, and he knows what we're going through. He sees our lives and is our advocate before God, interceding for us always. As God calls us to be priests, we can meet the needs of others as well. We do that through being good neighbors, visiting the sick, providing a meal, and being an encourager to everyone we meet. When we share the gospel of salvation with the people around us, we are being Christ-like. We are being priests. Pray with me. Lord, thank you that you never let us down. Help us to lift others up to encourage all who serve you in your kingdom. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.